Only a handful of American cities can claim to have given the world a famous sandwich. Los Angeles gave us the French dip. Philly has its cheesesteak. And New Orleans, of course, gave birth to the po' boy. But we're also the rare city that's produced two iconic sandwiches. And today we're going to talk about that other New Orleans classic, the muffalata. We've got an expert to tell us a little bit more about it today. Mark Suberville is an importer of specialty and Italian foods and the founder of Muffalata Fest, which returns for its second year on October 7th. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
So first of all, let's just go into what goes into a muffalata.
Well, to be, I guess, more clear about the muffalata, the actual bread is the muffalata.
Okay.
And so the bread, you know, chicken or egg, which came first, the bread came first and the sandwich, of course, followed. But the muffalata is a large, round loaf of bread, of Italian bread, with usually ham, mortadella, salami, some other Italian meat, sometimes depends on the whoever's making it. And, of course, the infamous olive salad. Got to have the olive salad.
So what's in olive salad, other than olives, of course?
So, again, you know, personal preference on a lot of the recipes. For the most part, it is a mixture of olives, some vegetables, and giardiniera, which is, of course, a vinegar mixture of cauliflower, carrots, and onions. And that is really the essence of olive salad.
And let's talk history. Where was it created?
So the muffalata bread that I have been able to trace back from actual ancestors of this family, the Ruffino family back in the late 1890s, is really where the muffalata bread itself came from or was made by that bakery, the Ruffino Bakery. And it was in the French Quarter. And that dates back to 1890. If you look at the po' boy, that really goes to the streetcar strike of the 20s or 30s, I believe. And so that this definitely predates it by a few decades. That bakery continued under the, I guess, the son-in-law's last names over the years and did not really end. That chain of ownership did not end until Katrina. And it ended up as United Bakery, and it was on St. Bernard over there. And that's sort of the lineage of that muffalata bread over the years. And if you think about it, that's pretty, you know, over 100 years.
So in your travels, have you encountered the muffalata in far-off places?
You know, I was in New York about a year ago and at a food show, and I really expected the mecca of Italian delis to know what I was talking about.
Right.
They didn't have a clue. Eventually, you know, I would find somebody that was kind of like, yeah, I think I know what that is. So it is really, like you said, a sandwich that belongs, I think, to the city of New Orleans.
So let's talk details. When and where is this year's Muffalata Fest?
So the Muffalata Festival is October 7th. It's a Sunday from 10 to 8. And it is right at the railroad tracks and Metairie Road.
Okay.
It's kind of a unique location right there because that train is well known to everyone in the city of New Orleans, not just because it goes through the length of the city, and we're right along the side of the tracks there.
So this will be year two, but you've partnered with someone else who has some more experience with festivals as well. Is that right?
Yes. My production partner is Jared Zeller with Bayou Boogaloo. That's where most people know him from. And he is he's an amazing promoter and producer. And I happened to know Jared from several years ago. And as it turns out, he happened to, by chance, walk into my store one day. And I was like, I was waiting for you to come in. I knew it was going to happen. It was meant to be. And he walked in and told me what we were doing. And literally within about 60 days last year, we put that Muffalata Festival together. Just was able to make the whole thing come together real seamlessly. You know, if that was up to me, it would not have been the same outcome.
That was Mark Suberville telling us about Muffalata Fest on October 7th, right by the tracks on Metairie Road. Thanks for coming in, Mark.
Absolutely. It was great. Thank you.
In New Orleans, this is Brian Friedman.